Well, good morning, everybody. Good to see everybody's smiling face in here today. It's going to be a good day in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I heard them warming up today with some of the worship songs and stuff. It's going to be really, really good today. Man, I can't wait to hear some of those songs. The anointing was so heavy. Let's all just expect God to do something as we worship and give Him our hearts again. Amen? Let's open with some prayer, and then we'll get going. Father, I just thank You so much for resurrection power. Your word tells us, Lord, that the same power that raised Christ from the grave is alive in us. And so today, Father, as we fellowship and as we worship and as we listen and receive the word, I ask in Jesus' name that Holy Spirit, You would interpret and translate and help us to apply the truth that we hear, the truth that we see, and the truth that makes sense in our brains, that You would help us to take it and put it into our hearts where it becomes life-changing power. Would You please do that today? Bless Your flock, Lord, I pray. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Well, let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning, everyone. Wow, got real quiet, didn't it? Nice. Well, I got two announcements. The first one is this Wednesday. Last week we finished up with the Tipping Point with Jimmy Evans. So this starting Wednesday, we're going to start something brand new. And we are going to relook at our giftings. How many people here are very confident and know what their main gifting is? God-given gift. Wow, that's pretty good. Man, most people. So there's some of us that still don't. How many people here would say that you flow in that gift supernaturally powered every week? Ooh, less hands that time. That's my goal. We're going to start out by taking a gift test. I know you've taken 19 of them. Me too. But what I've found is my top three giftings, depending on the season in my life, those top three might shift a little bit. Number one might be two, or three might go up to one, or something like that. And so what I want to do is encourage us and help God show us what our main gifts are, and to actually like kind of change our thinking, if we could, so we're using our gifts on a weekly basis, if not a daily basis. And so some of it, like I'm a teacher, so no matter where, even when I was in Tool and Die, before I was saved, I liked teaching people, and I'm good at it. Everywhere I went, I was in leadership and teaching. But now that I'm born again, I use that gifting, but I also am praying for the Holy Ghost to do some amazing things. So people don't just get smart. I'm not after head knowledge. I want to see God move in people, bring them into wholeness, and bring them into true salvation. Freedom and wholeness. And so our gifts are a way for us to walk in that and to help other people walk in it. Amen. So we start this Sunday. We're going to take a gift test. Then after that, we're going to kind of go through those gifts, and we're going to go through a way that we can depend more on the Holy Spirit and expect Him to show up and really anoint our giftings as we use them. So that starts this Wednesday. Come in at 6. Bring a meal. Bring your Bible, whether it's paper or on your phone, and we'll supply everything else. Okay? All right, awesome. So the second announcement is the first full weekend in November. That's November 7th and 8th. We're going to have a special weekend. We're going to start at noon on Saturday and start a 24-hour prayer time, prayer and fasting, and that will go till noon on Sunday. Then at noon on Sunday, we'll all come here in the sanctuary, us and Temple of Victoria. It's going to be a joint time the whole weekend, not just the service. And we're going to have some worship together, and then we're going to open up the altar, and we're going to have just an open altar for prayer, for healing, for deliverance, for anything people want. So after 24 hours of prayer and fasting, then we're going to worship God, and we're going to expect Him to touch people and set people free, make people whole, and just look for something really amazing to happen. Then we'll have just a short exhortation from the Word. Our prayer and the weekend will be the sermon. So if you can just kind of get used to that thought, God's going to move in us and through us through 24 hours of prayer. I'll have a sign-up sheet in the next couple of weeks. You can sign up for however long you want. That way you can make sure that 24 hours is covered. And then we're going to have a pizza lunch with Temple of Victoria, just a great time of fellowship over there in the fellowship room. So that's what's coming up. It's November 7th and November 8th, time of prayer, fasting, miracles, and fellowship. Amen? I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. And all of us know that weekend is preceded by that Tuesday, which is our national election day. And so I'm sure all of us know that November is going to be very interesting and very different, and our country will absolutely need a bunch of prayer following that election. We can all agree on that. No matter who wins, no matter what the news is saying, it'll be a great time for us to take some prayer and fasting and really lift up our nation to return back to God. Amen? All right, awesome. Can I have the deacons come up and we'll take the offering? I'm going to be talking about this a little bit more. It comes from John chapter 4. And Jesus said, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." Well, Heavenly Father, as we take up the offering today, we know who you are, we know who your Son is, we know the Holy Ghost. And so right now, Father, we ask in Jesus' name, even as we give back to you, that you would give to us living water, that you would fill us to overflowing so that we can be energized by the power of the Holy Spirit for worship, so that we can be energized by the Holy Spirit for listening to the Word and for actually embracing the Word. And Lord, we pray most of all that you would fill us with the Holy Spirit so we can just be wholehearted towards you and give you the glory that you so richly deserve. Father, thank you for the offering we're taking up. It's just a sign of your good care for us, what we're giving back to you. It really is. And we ask you to bless it, that you would multiply it so that you would become famous in this area. Your majesty and glory would just go out from this place, from offerings today and other offerings. And Lord, we pray that you would impact lives and hearts in this neighborhood. We lift up Newhall to you, even as we give money to you, Lord. We ask for you to pour out your Spirit in this place and in this neighborhood. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship team, come on up as the baskets go by you.
Morning, everyone. Woohoo! Will you please rise? Are we ready to go before the throne room of God and enter into the throne room of God? Hallelujah.
No ear is heard.
singing that, I know I'm going to put her on the spot. Everybody turn and look at Lily a minute. Lily, stand up straight. Now turn around. Keep turning. Go to your mom again.
Oh my.
Now turn back towards your mom with your back. Do you know what's happening, Lily? What's happening? Perfect, isn't it? You know what? I mean, I almost had to skip a beat because I caught that out of the corner of my eye. And to even fathom the beauty of the Lord, you know, just that little sparkle brought, all of us went, oh, wow. You know, the reflection of his glory. That's Amen. What we seek in this place today, the reflection of his glory. Goes right into the next song. When I close my eyes, I can see your glory. When I raise my hands, I can touch your face. When I bow my knees, I stand.
Prepare an entrance for your glory.
some time in this song, Build My Life. Matt's going to sing verse 1 and Jeanette's going to sing verse 2, and then we're all going to enter in together. Put yourself at the throne room of God. Just focus in there.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of every praise we could ever bring.
Hallelujah.
Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of every praise we could ever bring.
Hallelujah.
Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you.
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only
Hallelujah.
One who
Hallelujah.
Could ever save.
Yes. No
worthy of every breath we could ever
lift
breathe.
Our name.
We live for you.
Amen.
Oh, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, the only one who
Hallelujah.
Could ever
Hallelujah.
Save.
We just worship and adore you.
Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you.
There is no one like you. There
Father, this is our heart's cry. For you to show us who you are, to fill our hearts with your love, that we can share it with the world around us. It's our heart's cry, Lord Jesus. Show us who you are. If anybody has a picture or a scripture, a promise of God, something that you believe God's putting on your heart to share with us as a family this morning, why don't you come on up and share that? That would be great. This is a great time for that. Praise you, Lord. You can go ahead and be seated, but keep your heart postured towards the Lord.
As we were singing that last song, it's just like the power of God just filled this place. The Holy Spirit ascended on every person, and I believe he's touched every one of our hearts today. So just seek him even more. Search for his heart and his will. Help him to just fill you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, because there is power. There's power here, and God loves you, and he wants you to know that and to live in, under that love always.
Thank you, Mary. Anyone else?
So when I was singing, I kept looking out at this tree as it changed, it's changing colors, and it's kind of a sad thing when the leaves change and then it becomes like bare. But it's actually a good thing, because I think of how when we find ourselves in Christ, the old dies and we're born again. So this just brings new life. So it's a joyous thing. It's not sad.
Awesome. Thanks, Denise. Well, Father, we just believe that you just spoke to us through a couple of our sisters. We believe that's your word for us today, Lord. No, it's not scripture, but it is spirit to spirit what you have for us today, Lord. So we do value the prophetic word you spoke today, and we open up our hearts to you. Would you fill us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet? And Father, as we see change in our life, even as we see things falling away, would you help us to believe in faith that it's actually a sign of new life coming, that you're rearranging our now for a bigger blessing in the future. And we believe this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, worship team. That was wonderful. Man. Matt and Jeanette, you did great leading us in that song. You both did good. Thank you. Well, all the kids are released along with children's church workers.